So there's a lot of things that you associate with Christmas. Obviously, Jesus is at the center of everything, but there's a lot of good things that that go along with it. There's giving of gifts. There's time spent with family. There's eating good food together. And, you know, I just think back to when I was a little kid and just the wonder of it when you wake up in the morning. And I still remember the first real gift that I can remember. I must have been 3 or 4 years old, and I came down the stairs on Christmas morning, and I had a yellow Volkswagen Bug car that I could sit in and pedal. It was the coolest thing ever. It might still be the coolest gift I ever got, and just the wonder of that. And I can still remember this many years later. You guys remember it? Yeah. My mother's crying now. So it's Christmas. My mother's crying. We say that in our family. And, you know, as you get older, you know, the toys just kind of get bigger and have more horsepower. This year I got a chainsaw. So I'm a true Ashburnham man now. I've been transplanted from Eastern Mass. So, and of course, you know, as I get older, the presents become less important and time spent with family is really important. As family gets together and family comes from out of town and we all join together and just spend that time together, and that's a blessing too. But I think it, as I look back and as I think about Christmas now, I think I have even more wonder now than I did when I was 3 years old and I saw that little yellow car. Because when I think about what Jesus did, what God did is so wonderful. And we could, you know, I was talking with someone in the church last week, and we were saying, you know, we could get rid of all this stuff. We'd be fine if we get rid of all this extra stuff. I'm not going to say who that was. I don't want to embarrass Jeff. Roy. But if we could just focus on Jesus, that would be okay. That would be all right. And again, not to say the other stuff isn't any good. The other stuff is great, but Jesus is great. And I just want to read to you from Philippians chapter 2. And it says that Jesus, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So when we read that passage, he humbled himself the most, so he deserves the most glory. And I want you to just think about, this is the wonder of Christmas, that God would become man. And not just man, God would become baby. And when you think about that, the most fragile creature probably on the planet is a human baby. Other animals come out walking, and right, and just moving around. You leave a baby alone for a day or two, they can't survive, right? A human baby needs help, so much help. And if you've had kids, you know, so much help. So much help that you can't sleep, right? They keep waking you up. And he became that child dependent on his earthly mother and father. And, you know, as I was thinking about that, I was thinking, what could we compare that to? And, you know, I was thinking about, think about the smallest, most vile creature you can think of. Would you humble yourself and become a creature? What's the worst creature you could think of? I know what my wife would say. She would say a snake, okay? For me, it'd probably be a cat. No, I'm just kidding. Gail's going to become very upset with me. I know. I'm sorry, Gail. That's a joke. All right, I'll go with a spider. I don't like them. How about this? Would you become a mosquito to save the mosquitoes? I mean, would you? And you know what? I say that, and you're thinking, well, that's just absurd. But you know what? Not as absurd as God becoming human. And I mean that not in a negative way, but in an amazing way, that God would become one of his creation and then allow his creation to kill him so that he could save us all. That is the wonder of Christmas. So we could get rid of all the presents. We could get rid of even the people that you love, but we would still have the wonder of Jesus and of knowing Him. And I hope that you've had time during this Christmas season to reflect on that. I hope it hasn't been so busy and so much involved in the other stuff that you haven't just taken some time just to contemplate that. I hope maybe you're doing it right now. I hope this is the time. Wow, God became man so that we can become like God. He came down so we can go up and so that we can be with Him for eternity. And that's what Christmas is about. That is what we celebrate today. And that is why we sing Joy to the World.